This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Maryland takes on Nebraska tonight. It's an 8:30 tip, 7:30 pregame coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan. And let's talk Maryland basketball now with Patrick Stevens, covers college basketball for the Washington Post and joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Patrick, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So let's just start big picture. In your mind, just how good is this Maryland basketball team?
Well, they've certainly had some pretty good moments over the course of the season. And frankly, I think you almost have to look at what the floor is before you think about the ceiling, because it's a team that really hasn't played all that badly very often. I mean, I think you can argue that their worst game of the season was that six-point loss out at Washington. Mm-hmm. And after that, you start getting into a number of other close losses. I mean, that's the most lopsided loss they have. So certainly a team that has some good wins to this point. Can they rattle off an extended winning streak? I don't know, but certainly that starting five has proven quite imposing so far this season.
Well, Patrick, looking ahead to tonight against Nebraska, what are you expecting out of Julian Reese and Derek Queen after both had quiet games against Nebraska in the first matchup?
Well, some of that's a matter of Nebraska being kind of a funky offense mm-hmm. to have to deal with. So I would certainly expect between the fact that Reese didn't play particularly great against Rutgers the other day and the fact that he didn't play well against Nebraska, I kind of see a bounce-back game coming for him as he takes on the Huskers possibly for the last time. Now, remember, too, even though he didn't score a whole lot in that first game, he still had 10 rebounds. He still had four blocked shots, a couple steals. So he was a pretty active player in that game, even if he wasn't an offensive force like he has been in some other outings.
It feels like that sort of near miss at College Park was a little bit of a catalyst for Nebraska. I know they lost again after that, but they seem to have more balance offensively, maybe a little more confident shooting the ball. Like, they've kind of saved their season, haven't they?
I think in the last couple of weeks, they've been one of the best teams in the Big Ten. I mean, you look at going out on the West Coast and beating both Oregon yeah. and Washington, having picked off Illinois. I think that's the game that really kind of flipped it for them, because after that Maryland game, you know, yeah, they played USC tough at home, yeah. And then they got run by Wisconsin. So, but I would agree that Nebraska is certainly playing a lot better right now than it was when it came to College Park about a month or so ago.
We're talking to Patrick Stevens. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. And I guess their best rebounder, Nebraska's best rebounder, the guy with all the consonants, he's not going to play tonight. How big a loss is that for them?
Well, you know, you're mentioning, you know, Reese and Queen and how they're going to do. Obviously, that would have a great deal to do with the, you know, whatever success they're going to have is, you know, who Nebraska has available. So certainly not helpful for the Huskers, but also that's a team that that obviously has a good history of playing in front of a very rowdy home crowd out there in Lincoln.
Patrick, what have you thought of Kevin Willard using Malachi Palmer more recently?
Interesting development. I think some of that is probably a reflection of improvement in practice for Palmer. I think some of it's probably trying to find somebody to give them any kind of a spark scoring-wise off the bench. It's something that Maryland really hasn't had a whole lot of throughout the season, basically since Rodney Rice entered the starting lineup in the first two weeks of the season. So I think it's a matter of kind of looking for some possibilities as much as anything else. But I think it's also perfectly clear that this Maryland team is going to go as far as that starting five can take them.
How do you size up the top of this conference? Sparty came down because they were going to, and their schedule was going to get tougher. UCLA, I know they couldn't pull off the win the other night against Illinois, but they look like a much more formidable bunch than they were 6 weeks ago. Now Michigan is on a heater. How do you kind of size up the top four or five teams in this conference?
Well, certainly when you look at Michigan with Golden and Wolf, the two big guys, two guys that have obviously made it very difficult to defend the Wolverines this year. They're first under Dusty May. And like you said, they are playing really well right now, having just beaten Purdue. They've won five in a row. And they've got Ohio State coming up on the road on Sunday. I think they're a team that's going to have to be reckoned with. Purdue, like you mentioned. Wisconsin, I think the fact that they are kind of pushing the pace by their standard, certainly shooting a ton of threes, I think they're a really dangerous figure. And now that UCLA has kind of gotten itself back into a rhythm, you know, this is the first time they've been back away from the West Coast since that tough stretch that they had in early January. So they certainly got well back on the West Coast. We'll see if they can get themselves rolling a little bit again. They play Indiana on the road on Friday.
How would you handicap the Terps' chances of getting a double bye in the Big Ten tournament?
Well, right now they're a game out, and you know they do have the head-to-head tiebreakers over Wisconsin and UCLA. They'll have a chance to get a tiebreaker against Michigan State later this month. And so there's certainly an opportunity there, but it's a team that's obviously going to have to win a few more road games along the way to be able to make that happen.
Your best guess as we look at it right now, how many teams from the Big Ten do you think make the tournament?
Well, I think if the tournament started right now, you'd be looking at about a 10-team contingent from the Big Ten. But that's partial. You know, it's certainly not exclusively based on what the league itself is doing. It's based on what's going on in so many other places throughout the country. And so there's certainly teams. You think about an Indiana that obviously helped itself a bunch by beating Michigan State the other day. USC that's kind of hanging around there. Those are teams that could improve their lot in life. And there's teams like Nebraska and Ohio State that could certainly make things worse for themselves here over the next couple weeks. So still a month or so left to go until Selection Sunday. A lot still to be determined on that front.
If we take the Big Ten and the SEC off the table, and we know that's a lot of bids right there, who are some of the teams from other conferences that you buy as, you know, contenders for the Final Four? Marquette's kind of been up and down. The Johnnies were due to have a loss, but geez, oh whiz, we know Rick Pitino and that defense in the tournament can carry. Who kind of is on your radar outside of these two mega conferences?
I think the top teams in the Big 12, Houston, Arizona, Iowa State, those are teams that would certainly all make a lot of sense there. I think Creighton is old, veteran, a lot of guys that have a lot of experience, and I think it would be silly to forget about Duke with Cooper Flagg having a real chance to be able to make a run too.
Patrick, before we let you go, we'll finish where we started. You talked about Maryland and having to win games on the road. Do you expect that to start tonight? Do you see them getting a win at Nebraska?
I think it's a total toss-up game. Interested to see how the Terps play out there.
Patrick Stevens covers college basketball for the Washington Post. Patrick, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we talk some baseball and Orioles baseball and all the young dudes. What do we expect from Grayson Rodriguez? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, he's in great shape. I think we can see that. And, you know, certainly has had the stuff, the pedigree, the performance to take a step forward. And I think he's had some health frustrations the last couple of years that hopefully don't happen this year. So I would very, very bullish on him and expect a great season from him.
That was Mike Elias this morning on Grayson Rodriguez. Grayson Rodriguez went 13-4 with a 3.86 ERA a year ago. He was on pace to win 20 games. He would have been the first Oriole to win 20 in a season since Mike Boddicker in 1984, but the lat injury shut him down. He never came back. So what are you expecting from Grayson Rodriguez this year, Jason?
I hope for, as Mike Elias said, consistency in health, consistency in process, consistency in approach, and that's a more cerebral approach, not defaulting to some of the machismo high heat stuff. This kid can pitch. This kid's changeup can be elite. He hasn't quite harnessed it at this level the way I think he may prove to be capable of, but he doesn't have to be a thrower. And I think at times, especially when it's him and Adley together, he gets into a little bit of that. And he becomes a little too fastball happy, and they kind of know what's coming, and they're okay fouling him off and waiting to get one that's a little more center cut. And he gives up more home runs than he'd like, and he's not as pitch efficient as he'd like. A lot of that comes with being a young pitcher. But a lot's on this kid's shoulders.
Yep.
A lot is on his shoulders. I don't care how you want to try to size it up. If the Orioles are going to outpace projections, I think it's going to be because Grayson Rodriguez is their best starting pitcher, and it's not all that close. And if that doesn't prove to be a dynamic here, then I think this team will be taking a step back from what we've been accustomed to in terms of their regular season success.
Totally agree. The two things that I'm looking at of Grayson Rodriguez this year is, number one, he's got to stay healthy. We can't have these multiple IL stints where he's missing a ton of time. He's got to stay healthy, and he's got to pitch deeper into games and not mess around and really attack hitters instead of nibbling and all of the foul balls. He's got to be able to put guys away, be more pitch efficient, get deeper into the ball games.
Let's hear from Grayson Rodriguez, shall we? This is Grayson Rodriguez on his takeaways from last year.
Yeah, I'd say like being efficient. Like obviously, last year, Corbin Burns was pitching in the sixth and the seventh inning a lot, simply because he was just going out and going after the hitters. You know, he wasn't really around the strike zone. He was going right at them. That's something I think a lot of us are going to be doing this year, is just going out there attacking the zone, not necessarily being around it, but just letting the guys in the field do most of the work.
Well, it sounds like he was listening to you, Bone. No more nibbling. Attack the zone. Be more pitch efficient. Go deeper into games. Emulate the guy who was here for a year.
And something that you said, Jason, about the fastball, falling too in love with it. Well, his fastball's got to be better. Yeah. Opposing batters hit 291 off his four-seamer last year compared to his changeup, which was really, really good, a 161 batting average.
Yeah, I felt like they became a little bit predictable, and I felt like in a lot of these games that the other team was on them pretty good. And that's where, like, all right, like, is Sanchez, and like, he doesn't have a reputation for being elite with pitchers. No. And getting in their heads and being a great communicator and a guy people love to throw to. They don't have that.
No.
They don't have that. And especially with young pitchers, I think I feel like Kyle Bradish's career really turned, and I was tracking it in real time when he started quietly, without them ever saying anything, McCann became his personal catcher for a long stretch of his breakthrough season, the season where he ended up commandeering votes for Cy Young.
Finished top five in Cy Young, yeah.
He went from a thrower to a pitcher. Now, maybe Adley's taken a big step up in regards to all that. We'll see. He's going to have to.
Yeah.
Because that security net isn't there. Like, that's never been Gary Sanchez. It's not going to be him now at the end of his career. So that's just another dynamic that I'm going to be keeping my eye on.
Well, it's something we're probably going to talk about more tomorrow, but it's also all these young pitchers, and it's either young or old. Some of it all goes back to a referendum on Adley Rutschman. Like, who are you? Like, are you going to be that guy, or are we, like, what we saw last year, especially second half of last year, was unacceptable. So how's he bounce back from that, and can he take that leadership role on with this pitching staff?
I mean, these two, I remember driving up to Hagerstown the first time Adley caught Grayson for Delmarva. And this was supposed to be the battery that by 2024, 2025, 2026 is at the sort of core of this becoming a contending team. Not a contending team to make the second wild card, a team to contend to bring a parade back here. It's go time. It's go time for that to fall into place. Frankly, there's not much of a security blanket if that doesn't fall into place.
Do you think he ends up starting opening day, Grayson?
Yes.
Yeah. Who else is it? Zach Eflin?
Emmer Eflin.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now, Zach Eflin, didn't he start an opening day for the Rays?
Yeah.
So he has that experience.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, opening day experience. Mm-hmm. Coming up next here on the program, NBA, the trade deadline is gone. The All-Star weekend is coming up this weekend. So we've hit the stretch run. We talked to our NBA insider, Mo Hamilton, next here on The Fan. All-Star weekend in the NBA is coming up. The trade deadline is behind us. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where our NBA insider, Mo Hamilton, joins us now. And Mo, thank you as always for joining us. We always appreciate your time. So let's just start here. How the heck did the Luka Doncic trade happen? They didn't open it up to the rest of the league, and the Dallas Maverick fans aren't happy. Nobody seems to be happy except for the Lakers.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's definitely a keen and accurate observation. You know, you have to figure that, I don't have to look too far, right? And Mikal Bridges was able to I think the Knicks actually just gave them another draft pick, right? Gave the Nets another pick for Mikal Bridges, all the picks, right? Anthony Davis got a similar return from the Lakers. Got a similar return for the Pelicans when they dealt him to the Lakers. So it's kind of strange that they wouldn't go out to the open market and see what they could get for him. There have been some reports saying that they, may have called Milwaukee and they may have called Minnesota just to see. But the big thing, Ken, I actually think that the Mavericks weren't 100% sure that they were going to trade him, and they didn't want word to get out that they were shopping him. I think that's probably what it had to do with, because you know, at the end of the day, you know, say what you want about Anthony Davis, and, you know, it is a little unfortunate that his first game out, you know, he goes down with an injury where he's done a pretty decent job of staying healthy the past couple of years in Los Angeles. But the point is, when healthy, though he is advancing in age, I think Anthony Davis was playing like a certainly a top 10 and arguably top 5 player in the league this year. So that's my hypothesis. I don't think that they were going to trade Luka for anybody. I think internally they knew that there were only maybe 3 to 4 players that they would have made that deal for, and they didn't want it to get out that they were actively shopping him. That's my hypothesis. I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
And now, you know, we just hope that AD's able to get back in the lineup pretty soon for the Mavericks.
Yeah, well, if they would have had more conviction and shopped them, they probably would have got more for him. We were talking about this trade the other day, and I was like, I still think LeBron James is a top 20 player in the league. And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, it might be top 15. I mean, with AD being gone so long between the injury and then the trade, and Austin Reeves runs really hot or cold. Vincent just got back to help with some of the three-point shooting. I mean, this guy, I mean, there's so much on his shoulders, and he's beating people physically, going to the hole. He's winning rebounds. He has no business winning. He's hitting threes from midcourt. Like, is he a top? Is he top 10? Is he top 15?
Well, I think right now, just based on how he's playing and what he's produced, I think he's probably right around that 10 mark. I don't think that I could name 12 other players this season that I would take their output over LeBron. When I think about the trade and I think about the partnership, I'm not really sure it's going to work. Yeah. And the reason why, personally, is just because, you know, I think we look at Dwayne Wade and LeBron James's partnership in Miami as evidence that this could work. But the main thing about it was, number one, LeBron was on the ball. Dwayne Wade really put a lot of energy and effort into learning how to play better off the ball. He became more of a slasher. He became more of a guy who would, you know, give you a catch and shoot mid-range shot that he would get off of a LeBron drive. The thing with LeBron is, if he's going to be playing off the ball more, he's going to have to be more reliant on the skills and less reliant on the athleticism. And the athleticism is actually what makes him such a dynamic player. Not saying he doesn't have the skills, but the point is, the first step, the explosive leaping ability, like, those are the things that made LeBron a household name and made him one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player of all time. Now, if you're taking the ball out of his hands, you put in Luka's hands more, LeBron is going to have to develop into a 40% three-point shooter, and he's going to have to become more adept at cutting and playing off the ball more than he ever has in his career for this thing to actually work. I wouldn't say that he could not do it, but I think it is a challenge that he has not seen yet in his career, and we have to see him do it. You know, we have to see him do it. Now, you can look at it the other way and say that it can help add some years to his career, right? Like, it'll give him more energy, just in that he's reinvigorated because now they're a championship contender again on the one hand. On the other hand, one could make the argument that it will be easier for him to score and for him to play without having to orchestrate the Lakers' offense 90% of their possessions every game. So I think it can go either way. I'm excited to see how it plays out, but I do think this is a new challenge for LeBron that we haven't seen before, and I don't actually think that it's a slam dunk that it's going to work and that it's all going to come together. It's going to take time. It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to require sacrifice on the part of both of these guys.
So where do you put them in the hierarchy in the West now, Moak?
So where are they now? They're probably like somewhere around 5th, right?
Yeah.
Like, they had a disappointing 5th loss to the Jazz, you know, last night. Growing pains. I'm not gonna read too much into that. You know, they have a pretty comfortable 3-game lead over the Clippers in the loss column. I think where they sit right now at 5th in the West, I don't know that I would bet on them. I don't know if I would bet on them being much higher than that. So they're only 2 in the loss column out of 2nd, so certainly within the realm of possibility. But I think the big problem for the Lakers is they're just – they
I think they're lacking some depth. You know, I think they need another two pieces there. I think they certainly need another impact big man. Jackson Hayes has been pretty good for them, but the Mark Williams trade being rescinded, it just left everybody in such an awkward spot. If I were them, and I mean I'm being serious here, I would think about giving Dwight Howard a call. You know what I mean? I would think about giving one or two of these big guys that are sitting at home looking for a job, I would think about giving them a call, because what has sunk the Lakers in recent years has been those matchups with the Nikola Jokic's, and now you got to think about the Shengun's in Houston, the Zubac's in you know, across the hall. Well, they're not across the hall anymore. Forgive me, right? The Zubac's, you know, those big early bruising centers, like those are the guys that are going to give the Lakers trouble. And you think about Hartenstein in Oklahoma City, that's the reason why they went after him so aggressively to get him, is because the Thunder understood that there's a lot of big guys out there in the Western Conference that you're going to have to go through if you imagine yourself qualifying for an NBA Finals. And I think the Lakers are at a major deficit there. So I like them, you know, to end somewhere around 4 or 5. They're in the mix. You know, they got a shot. When you got two great players like LeBron and Luka, you never count them out. But, you know, right now I'm thinking that Oklahoma City is looking like the best team out in the Western Conference as far as what I see.
We're talking to Mo Hamilton's Inside Access here on the Fan. Okay, I've waited long enough. What the hell's happened to the Sixers? How did Paul George get worse than Tobias Harris? Joel Embiid, now he's talking like he needs another knee surgery. They luck out with a draft pick and McCain, and now he's out for the year. Like, nothing has gone right in Philadelphia.
I mean, I it's as simple as that. You know, like, I saw a video on Twitter. I refuse to call it X.
Yep,
we do. I saw a video on Twitter of a young woman at the Super Bowl with a little voodoo doll of Patrick Mahomes. Looked like she was like sticking it with needles or something. And people were like, "Oh, well, that's the reason why he, you know, that's the reason why they couldn't get anything together." I kind of wonder if somewhere, maybe in New York, you know, maybe it's Mitchell Robinson trying to get revenge on Embiid for, you know, the dirty play that many of us believe caused Mitchell Robinson to be on the shelf for such an extended period of time. It's hard to explain. You know, it's hard to explain. They certainly have been snake bitten. You know, the thing with Paul George that concerns you is if you look back over the course of recent history with Paul George's career, you know, when he's up for an extension and when he's playing to get some new money, you know, is when he really kind of turns it up, you know, and you see some really, really productive years and some really, really productive numbers from him. And when he gets that contract, when he gets an extension, you know, and I'm talking going back to OKC, you know, it's like it seems that a little bit of the zip is kind of missing. And, you know, it's unfortunate to say, but you just have to wonder what kind of motivation really is there when you hand an aging superstar, you know, $200 million, $150 million, you know what I mean? So the Paul George thing, you know, a guy who is oft injured, just like Anthony Davis, Embiid, you know, very quickly, it seems, is now 30 years old, still having issues with the knees. You know, right now, Philadelphia does have some things that they can be excited about. But overall, you know, Quentin Grimes is one of them, for example. Yeah. I think Grimes is going to fit in very nicely there. But obviously, he's not going to be leading you to a championship the way that you hoped Embiid would. So, Ken, I honestly don't really have any explanation for you. All I can say is that every so often, you know, teams just have a crap season. You know, the Knicks not so long ago had a crap season. And you just hope that that ends up being the exception, not the norm. Maybe if they, you know, with about 30 games left, if they kind of don't put their A team out there every single day, you hope that this offseason they can get themselves right and that they can come back with a vengeance next season. That's kind of what I'm thinking, Philadelphia. All that said, they're obviously not completely out of it. They're just one game behind the Bulls for 10th in the East. And obviously, if you get to 10th, then you're in a play-in scenario where you have a shot. But this season, it does not look like it's coming together for the 76ers. I'm sorry to tell you, my friend.
Ah, man. Mo Hamilton, yeah, no good news, but you're still the best, man. Thank you so much for your time. As always, we will chat soon.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Coming up next, we'll get the text of the day. We'll preview tomorrow's show, and we'll get you ready for what is it? Infinity Sports Radio, which leads into Maryland pregame coverage at 7:30 here on The Fan. Terps take on Nebraska tonight at 8:30. Pregame coverage starts at 7:30. Before that, it's Infinity Sports Radio. But before we get to the text of the day, how are we feeling about the game tonight? I feel like they win a close one. Like, but I'm not confident about it.
Yeah. I played the over. I don't know about I think they'll show up, but you know, these close and late situations on the road and in a really raucous road environment against a team that plays a weird style, it's going to be tough.
Trying to be hopeful. I'm going to will it into existence. Get a win. Come home. You got three straight home games. Go on a run.
I like the Towson Tigers to cover that 6.5
Yeah, Delaware.
Against Delaware. We'll be
sunshine
there.
On the call.
And sunshine and the on humps. The call. Yeah, Campbell plus 4.5 I believe they will win that game. I believe they will win that game outright.
Ben,
if you're inclined to the money line.
Ben, you like Maryland tonight, correct?
Terps by 3. Gillespie knocks down 2 big free throws, and they win it on a chuck up by Nebraska.
I like it. There you go. Shot at the end. Clip that.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check.
Text of the Day is sponsored by Orsman Automotives, driven by OrsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. Text of the Day comes from Tyler in Severna Park, who says, "This opening presser feels much better than last year's. We'd already known about Mateo, and nobody was expecting Rodgers to make the big league roster."
Well, that part,
Yeah, I mean, there were fewer injury bombs dropped. I mean, there were no injury bombs dropped. I mean, we knew Mateo was going to be highly iffy, and the Laureano deal signaled that.
Yeah.
And then Rodgers, I mean, whatever.
We were heading...
Hitting 93, Jason.
Yeah. We were heading into last spring training with high expectations for the starting rotation.
Yeah.
Joe Nottie's hitting 95 out of the Loyola Blakefield bullpen. I hit him 93.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. That's pretty hard for a lefty. I'm lefty. I can't throw that hard.
No, I don't think I can throw 93.
93 is huffing it up there pretty good. Yeah. What was he hitting last year?
Hall was throwing 93. Yeah. They'd be looking at him for a potential injury.
What was he hitting last year, like 89?
He was hitting a lot of bats last year, I can tell you that.
That's true. That's true. Got it right at AAA, though, at the end. Got it right.
Well, he was just tired when they acquired him.
They knew that. They knew he was out of gas.
Baked into the cake.
Yeah, they knew he was out of gas.
Traded the guy would be the starting second baseman for him anyway.
Could you imagine what they would have had to trade for him if they didn't know he was out of gas?
That's a great point.
Like, that might have, they might have had to throw.
That would have been Kobe
Mayo. Yes, yeah. Yeah. So, like, be thankful, Jason. They got him at a discount.
I'm thankful.
They got him at a discount. Bone, what do we got on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show. Ariel Epstein, get her best bets with Beltway Ben
Hall.
Andy Katz will be joining
us. Big Ten Network.
Hopefully recapping a Terps W. And Jacob Calvin Meyer live
from Sarasota.
Sunny Jacob
Hope
Calvin
springs Meyer. Eternal in Sarasota.
We'll get his thoughts on what he thought of the press conferences today. Michael Eyes and Brandon Hyde both spoke. But that is it for us. Infinity Sports Network coming up next. Remember, that takes you up until 7:30. It's 7:30. It's Maryland basketball pregame coverage. Tip at 8:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.